Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA. And I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. The house sparrows and finches of Mexico City may be proud to be called bird brains. And why not? They figured out how to use one of the grossest things on Earth, cigarette butts, to repel two of the other grossest things on Earth, ticks and mites. Mama birds find their nests under constant and pervasive threat from these blood-sucking, feather-feasting ectoparasites. Country birds have easy access to nature's bountiful nest-making materials, including certain insect-repelling herbs and plants. City-dwelling birds, on the other hand, face a concrete and steel urban landscape and must curate their nests from a more anthropogenic or man-made palette. Enter cigarette butts. A study published in 2012 in the journal Biology Letters details the ongoing investigation of an urban population of breeding house finches and house sparrows at the National University of Mexico in Mexico City. The authors found that both species interweaved anywhere from a few to a few dozen smoked cigarette butts into their twiggy, eclectic domiciles. In fact, the study concluded, the more butts, the healthier the nest. Nicotine is an insecticide generated by the tobacco plant to ward off invasive, leaf-eating arthropods like beetles. Some residual nicotine remains in the fibers of cigarette butts that mother birds use to line and insulate their nests. It turns out that this nicotine-tinged filter fluff has medicinal and pesticidal properties that repel ticks in particular, protecting mama's chicks from a potentially lethal fate. Overall, the study concludes that the more cigarette filter fiber there is in the nest, the fewer ticks and mites, revealing persuasive evidence that parasites don't like cigarette butts and that nests built with these butts attract fewer parasites. But there's no avian surgeon general, so who decides whether this seemingly beneficial cigarette habit harms the birds or is a savvy and resourceful example of urban wildlife adaptation? Researchers confirm that there is some genetic damage linked to the activity, but they believe that the positive, life-saving, anti-parasitic effects far outweigh any long-term negative consequences. So you've come a long way, birdies, and you're helping clean up our cities while you're at it. Interestingly, there's another way that birds may help combat cigarette butt litter. A Dutch startup, Crowded Cities, is developing the Crowbar, an autonomous training device to teach crows, some of the most competent scavengers in the world, to deliver found cigarette butts to a trash receptacle in exchange for a food reward. Today's episode was written by Carrie Tatro and produced by Tyler Klang, with kind engineering assistance by Ramsey Yount. For more on this and lots of other bird-brained topics, by which we obviously mean clever and helpful, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.